Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Stephanie. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care, LLC. I have on the line with us a mutual participant who's looking to get the status of their case today.
Thank you. Will you provide the spelling of your name?
It's S-H-I-R-A, last name, Link, L-I-N-K.
Thank you. And may I have the applicant's name as well?
He's on the line with us right now.
Sean Murray.
S-A-H-N-M-I-R-E-E. Thank you for that. I do need to obtain some personal information. Please note we will not speak to anyone about the application without written or verbal permission. Mr. Murray, do you give me verbal permission to continue the call with Ms. Link on the line?
Yes.
Thank you. Will you please provide your date of birth?
October 24th, 1970.
Thank you. Will you also confirm your home address, please?
2647 North 28th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Thank you for that. Right, and I do understand that you're calling to apply for waiver services. I can assist. I'm just going to verify the information that was provided in the shared system. May I place you on a brief hold as I do that?
When you say brief, you mean brief?
Brief, like quick.
Okay.
Thank you. Just a moment. Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you for your patience. I was able to verify the information that was provided. I do see here that you did previously apply for services, but the application was closed due to not providing the requested information to the county assistance office. So we would be able to start the application again, but we wouldn't be able to move forward until that information was provided to the county. Are you able to provide what is being requested?
What is being requested?
What are you talking about?
No problem. I'll look into that now.
What you need to be requested? What needs to be requested?
You mean what
so
needs to
be... Yeah, what are you requesting?
Sure. So the financial determination is completed by the county assistance office, and with that they request financial information like if you're receiving Social Security, any bank statements you may have, pension plans, life insurance. They want to verify all of that information. So I'm going to verify now if they sent you the original letter.
Nobody sent me nothing, and I already provided what y'all needed, my bank statements. I provided that already. I already sent y'all that.
So, Sean, you're just going to tell us what the update is. Regardless of what we've done already, we may have to just resubmit some paperwork. It's not a big deal or anything. It's easily done, can be done in a day. So let's just see what she says about all that.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, I do see bank statements on file from December 23rd of 2025. I'm going to read a little further back. May I ask, out of the list of things that I stated that they usually ask for, are bank statements the only thing that apply for you? Do you have Social Security benefits or anything
No.
like that?
No.
Okay. Wait one moment, please. There are a few letters here. I'm just going through to see if the county assistance office has sent you anything additional. Okay, it doesn't look like any recent letters have been sent. I would contact the county assistance office directly to verify if they need anything additional from you. But on my end, I do see that the Compass application is expired. They're only valid for every 60 days, so I'll need to schedule an over-the-phone appointment to get that Compass completed for you, and that'll help your application move forward as well. One moment. Just to confirm, the enrollment case manager would be reaching out to 215-834-7798 for the phone call. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're saying that on your end, we need to reopen the case, but you're still – is it closed with the county?
So it is closed, but if he submits that information, it would be able to be reopened.
So what information exactly do you see that's missing?
Sure, one moment.
Okay.
So this doesn't actually look like anything that's specific for him. It looks more like if it applies to him, then he can send it in. Okay, on the letter that was sent October 20th of 2025, they're requesting 5 years looking back of any checking or saving account statements.
When was this letter? When was this letter uploaded? Because I want to know what the update is after he submitted the paperwork. Like what's left?
So there was no recent letter sent after he submitted the paperwork in December. Nothing recently has been sent, but he does want to be sure that bank statements is the only thing that's being requested, because when I looked for what he sent back in December, it definitely didn't look like 5 years of checking in, savings.
Okay. I will do that with him.
Well, the reason why it wasn't 5 years, because I didn't have a bank account for 5 years already.
For 5 years.
I gave y'all beginning to end. That's what I gave y'all. I didn't have a bank account 5 years ago.
No problem. And just so there's no further delay, if you could just write a letter, or even if you're able to contact the county assistance office to let them know that was all that is sent, because that's the only time that you've had a bank account. And not for the full 5 years.
I promise it's working. Yeah.
Right. And what? I also see that. Excuse me.
You want me to sit down and write a letter to y'all and tell y'all when I had a bank account?
She doesn't want you to do anything.
You can also call.
I'm talking to you now.
But she's not the KLD.
Yeah. And that's just some advice. That's just some advice. You don't have to do that if you already sent the bank statements and you know for sure that's all you have. But, you know, just to cover any further delay, it would be good if you could call to verify that with them. Right.
I just want to know what else do you need from me so I can get on with this. That's all I need to know.
Yes, sir. The letter states that they're also requesting any withdrawal or deposits over the amount of $500 in your bank account. They'll need a letter explanation of that, anything over $500, if that applies to you. Great. Now, did you already have the contact for the county assistance office?
No.
Would you like to take that number down now?
But hold on, girl. But I don't get it. I don't get why y'all still want me to tell you about a $500. And I gave y'all like 30 pages of my whole statement.
John, I'm gonna explain it to you. I'm gonna explain it to you once this kind lady finishes giving us her number. I'm gonna tell you everything. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Great. So on my end, what needs to be done to move forward as well? We need to schedule that visit. I'll go ahead and set up for that. One moment. Okay. Right. And, sir, would you be available on February the 2nd of 2026 to complete the phone call?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment, I'll verify a time in just a moment. Would between the times of 11 a.m. and 11:30 work for you?
That's cool. You say February what?
That will be February the 2nd of 2026. That's going to be on a Monday.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. And Miss Hillary Harry is who will be calling you February 2nd of 2026 between the times of 11 a.m. and 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
You want to be sure. Miss Hillary is going to be collecting the information, the rest of the information.
For the Compass application, because they do expire every 60 days.
Okay.
To serve the greatest number of people, we don't provide a specific time for the appointment, but a window of time. The call will be placed within the block of time that we've scheduled. For verification purposes, when the case manager calls, please be sure to have some form of ID, such as a driver's license or other photo ID, social security number, and any medical information, such as insurance, medical assistance access card number, MCO card, doctor's name, fax, and address should also be provided.
Okay.
Right. And Once that's completed, then we can move forward with the application process. And I do advise, again, that you reach out to the county assistance office. Is there anything else that I could assist with today?
Yeah, you could give me the county assistance office phone number. Make sure I got the right one.
Sure. So I have here 215-560-5500.
You said 215-560-5500 what?
5500.
Okay, I got you. I had it as 7226.
Okay, no problem. That might be another direct number that was provided, but you can call this number that I provided here as well. It was sent on the letter that was sent to you.
Okay. Thank you. No, wait. There was no letter sent to me. I have not received a letter. Yeah, I never received a letter from y'all.
Yes, sir. It has been a little while. It looks like on October the 20th of 2025, the letter was mailed out to 2647 North 28th Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yes, sir. No problem. Right, and was there anything else that I could assist you with before we ended the call?
Ma'am? Are you okay with the situation? I'm okay. Yeah, no, that's nothing else you can say to me.
Okay. No problem. Thank you again for speaking and calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And would you like to participate in a post-call survey?
No, not right now. I'm still on your phone with her.
I understand. You all have a great day. Thank you for calling.